Our Jeff West locker room chatter continues here on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tama. We're now joined by the Jefferson West boys basketball coach. That is Joe Smith. As we get set for another year of Tiger basketball, they begin the season on Friday at Valley Falls. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But, Coach, how are we feeling going into year number four? You've seen a lot of basketball over the last few years, and now the freshmen that you saw in your first year, now seniors, and obviously watching their growth and developments over the years. But going back to last year again, 7 wins, close in a lot of them, the Big East League now, of course, we'll talk about that as well. But it was a rugged Big 7, as always, last year. And just talk about your team's performance in 23-24 and what you saw overall.
Yeah, I think, I mean, we grew in a lot of areas. And I think the biggest thing for our kids is, just trying to change that mindset. And, you know, Jeff West isn't successful, you know, like they would want to be in a lot of sports, but, we've tried to build something, you know, with basketball, and we've seen some growth. And I think last year was the first time that, you know, my kids really had ever dealt with the expectations of winning, which was a big thing. So, obviously I started those freshmen the first year. Second year, we, you know, made some progress, won 7 games. And then, you would think coming into last year, you know, that we'd make a big jump. But I think our guys kind of struggled a bit with, you know, expecting to win. You know, coach, we put a lot of pressure on them and expectations, and they put some on themselves and, you know, the community and parents and stuff. So, having dealt with that last year, I think that we're, you know, a little more prepared for that mentally this year, and I'm hoping to see some, you know, some changes with that.
Well, let's talk about a few of your key returning players. Let's start in the backcourt. A couple of your returning starters and Connor Ridge, Kyle Herman, you know, those two kind of leading the charge. Rich did a little bit of everything on the floor, 7 points, 4 rebounds, getting you 5 assists, couple of steals per game. Obviously a very good athlete and can certainly provide a good boost in the starting lineup. Just talk about those two in your backcourt. What are you seeing from your guards going into this year?
I'll start with Kyle first. Demeanor is kind of, you know, he's a quiet demeanor kid, but you know, when basketball starts, you know, he kind of changes, kind of the way he approaches stuff. Last year, he, you know, stepped into a starting role, and, you know, I thought he handled it well. He had some really good moments. And this year, you know, especially in practice and in our jamboree the other night, you know, he's been shooting the ball really well. And he's been doing a lot of good stuff for us. So, you know, I'm hoping that he can continue that, because that'll be a huge boost for us going forward. His confidence is, you know, sky high right now. So I'm, you know, hoping he can, you know, keep with that streak. Kind of similar to Gage's last year, like we kind of go as he goes. Like he's our leader, he's our floor general. He does a little bit of everything. I've been on him to kind of play a little bit faster for us, and also be a little bit more aggressive offensively. He likes to get other people involved, which is great. But, you know, this year, just looking for him to take a big step and, you know, be a little bit more aggressive on the offensive end.
Yeah, and then we mentioned Connor Ridge. You got a newcomer in there, Daniel Brown. Cooper Watkins, another kid who had a couple 20-point games towards the end of the year last year, so he's obviously going to have some maybe expectations here this year. How about Tucker Holthaus, a kid that's just a tremendous athlete, multi-sport athlete, 9 points, 3 rebounds, you know, per game last year. You call him the heart and soul of the team, one of the more competitive kids that you've been around, and then Jason Payne as well. So talk about the forwards, just kind of the inside presence that you guys are expecting to have.
Well, I think, you know, like I said, Tuck for sure is, you know, he's just, I mean, he just plays with a different type of passion and energy that, you know, a lot of our guys don't do. A lot of our guys got a quiet group, and he's, you know, one of the guys that's not quiet, and he's a lot more vocal and, you know, not afraid to show that passion. So, you know, he leads us from a, you know, from a vocal standpoint, keeping guys locked in. Cooper Watkins also, you mentioned, he kind of picked up right where he left off last year. I mean, he finished the year with, you know, a couple 20-point games at the end down the stretch, and he's been looking well in practice. Daniel Brown, the transfer kid that came in, you know, he kind of gives us a different dynamic offensively. He's able to kind of, you know, go get his own shot and not, you know, rely on other people to make a play for him, which is something that we don't have. But the biggest thing for me that I've seen from him is defensively. I mean, he, you know, can guard multiple positions and really gets down in a stance and guard. So, you know, looking forward to everybody, you know, just continuing to grow and get better. Jason Payne, hoping that he'll take a, a huge jump with our losing Gage Galli and Caleb Morse last year. And Mason McCollum, who played a lot of JV for us last year, he had a really productive summer. Like, he lived in the gym. He, you know, he worked his tail off, and he got a lot better. So, you know, we some size that, you know, we weren't expecting to have, but I'm really, you know, really looking forward to our group competing this year.
Yeah, finally, Coach, let's talk about the opener on Friday at Valley Falls. It'll be our feature matchup on 103.9. But how much do you know about Valley Falls out of the NEKL? They've been traditionally a pretty good team, good athletes. What's kind of the expectation for the opener on Friday?
So we are pretty familiar with Valley Falls. I mean, we played them last year in our mid-season tournament, and we also bumped into them a couple times in the summertime, you know, playing in summer leagues and stuff. So super well-coached group. Gotten to know Caleb a little bit over the last couple of years. He's a great guy. You know, you can always just kind of count on them to play hard and, you know, execute their stuff. And, you know, it'd be a tough matchup for us for sure.
There it is. Jeff West, boys basketball coach. That is Joe Smith, brought to you by Heinen Repair. Tigers at Valley Falls on Friday. Again, that'll be our feature contest on 103.9 as our broadcast schedule gets going on Friday this week. Coach, we really appreciate a few minutes of your time, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.